and a half minutes gone on Radio Yorkshire. Still scoreless. Here come the Vikings with Mellor. They're really trying to get on Mellor, but he evades a tackle and he's away again. And he's stuck, Griggs up. He's going to go in. What a sensational try from Joe Mellor. Well, the Huddersfield defence, they ran out. They tried to smash him. They missed him. And Mellor went straight through the gap and round Griggs. First points of the night. Giants 0, Widnes 4.
That was quality. Pure quality. Huddersfield will be disappointed with the defence first up. Shot out the line and missed the tackle. But, you know, once Mellor's into free space, one-on-one with the fullback there, Scott Griggs, and he just left him tackling shadows, doesn't he? And I think sometimes, Mark, in our game, we're a little bit... We don't put enough praise on our good players when they do pieces of brilliance. We saw Rangi Chase last week and getting lots of plaudits of that piece of skill. But if Rangi Chase does that, what Mellor's just done there, we're talking about that for weeks to come. And because he's a local English kid, he might get a couple of lines in the back page of the Widnes Chronicle or something. But that was a really special try. And, you know, it takes some ability to be able to do that. And good on him. You know, Widnes into the lead with a super piece of skill from Mellor.
Here now is Danny Brough across. A little grubber kick. It's hit Manakafoa and picked up by the Giants. Well, they couldn't fail to score there. And that's the bit of luck that Huddersfield may be needed to get them on the board. We'll confirm the scorer, but they are back in it. Huddersfield 4, the Widnes Vikings 6. And it's Scott Griggs with a try.
Yeah, Scott Griggs, Johnny on the spot, right man in the right place. It was a shocking kick by Danny Brough. You know, two back-to-back poor kicks, but it just hit a... I think it hit Manakafoa. And it bounced straight up into Scott Griggs' arms. And he had the easiest job once it bounced into his arms to score. Nobody in front of him, and Huddersfield right back in the game. And
come in now towards the post. 10 out here, Brough has it. He thinks about the miss-out pass, and Hughes has lost it. It's gone backwards. McGilvray has it. Too quick, and he scoots into the corner. And the try about to be given, and Huddersfield, for the first time tonight, lead here at home against the Vikings. It's 10-6.
Yeah, a little bit of controversy in that one, Mark, didn't it? Danny Brough fired out the pass, and did Jack Hughes get a hand to it and knock it forward? It's a 50-50 call. I don't think it was clear cut either way, but the referee has gone with the Giants. It bounced out, and once it was into the arms of McGilvery, it was too quick, and he scorched down the touchline in at the corner, and the Giants in the lead for the first time.
30 out from his own line. Here's Brough starting to get more involved, and he's bumped one off, and he's clean through. Danny Brough got a man on his shoulder, steps away from Hambry, still going. Brough, ball out, what a pass, gonna be a try, and the Huddersfield Giants are in. Sensational play, that's what Danny Brough can do, and the Giants score in the corner. They extend their lead to 14-6.
And that's what it's all about, isn't it? That's why people pay the money to come and watch stuff like that. Pure brilliance from Danny Brough, not just once, but twice. Little offload round the corner was sensational, but the initial break was really good too. And when he gets into space, he hits the afterburners and shows that electric pace that he's got also. Brilliant, brilliant play from Danny Brough. Probably the first time we've seen it this season. That'll give him the confidence to kick on. That will kick Huddersfield the confidence to kick on. And you know, they're in front now. Is this a game-winning margin? I probably think so.
Just midway between the left-hand upright and the left-hand touchline. Ball fired in, and Widnes are over, and they are. Try for the visitors. And let's see who's got it. It's going to be Manakafoa, who has crashed in. And that was so easy. Big miss out ball on the goal line, and let's be fair, when he's that big and that close, you're not going to stop him. Well, we said the Giants have breathing space. They don't have it anymore. It's 14-10 and a kick under the post to come.
Yeah, what do I know? I said it was a winning margin for the Giants, but you know, Widnes, they've never give up anything all night, and you know, teams that are coached by Dennis Betts aren't going to give up anything, and everything you gain against them you're going to have to work hard for. And you know, again, Huddersfield, masters of their own destiny. Big error coming off, not taking the kick off. Two sets later, Huddersfield and Danny Widnes and Danny Tickle are putting the ball through the post, and it's back to a two-point ball game.
20 metres out, they're going to go down the short side. Here's Ferris, gets it away for Wardle, going for the corner. He's over. Can he get it down? He has. What a try for Joe Wardle, and that could be a match winner. Powers his way over from close range. There was no stopping him, and that took some finishing. That could be the clincher for the Giants. Is the first league win on its way? Giants 18, Widnes 12.
Yeah, we talked about him, didn't we, pre-match, and said what a really good player he is. And he competes for every inch, doesn't he? And that time he took the ball. He had two men on him from about 10 metres out, but he had the strength and the presence of mind to keep those legs pumping. He scores in the corner. That's a big try for the Huddersfield Giants in that far left-hand corner. And he's been really, really solid in this second half as Joe Wardle.
From the witness line, another try now, and this one surely is all over as they're trying to go through the middle. Tackle made, five away. And Brough's in at dummy half, it's the
take
last
the
tackle. No, he's going to go himself, tries to power it for Crabtree, who crashes over. And that is it, the first win of the season for the Huddersfield Giants. They're over again, 7 minutes to go. They extend their lead to 22 points to 12.
Yeah, why take the one when we can take four? Big player from Crabtree, clever player from Danny Brough, just jumped out of dummy half, and then Crabtree from 2 metres out, too big, too strong, he gets the ball down, and as we said, that's the ball game now for me. 6.5 minutes to go after the kick. What did we say, Mark, before kick-off? 10 to 12 points, did we? Huddersfield have dominated play. Widnes have hung on in there and have never been out of the equation, but you know, the best side have certainly got the victory, and I'm sure this will kickstart Huddersfield's season to bigger and better things.
There goes the full-time hooter, and the Huddersfield Giants at the fourth time of asking are on the board. A first Super League win for them, and they win by 24 points to 12. They were behind in the first half. Joe Mellor scored a lovely individual try, having stood up Scott Griggs to score, but Griggs then scored to cancel that out and make it 6-6 at the break. The kick through from Brough deflected off Manu Kafoa, and Griggs took the ball in, 6 points apiece. Jermaine McGilvray then scored to make it 10-6 after some handling on this right-hand side. A ball bounced loose. It looked as though Hughes might have had fingers on it. McGilvray scooted down the line. That made it 10-6. And when Joe Wardle scored after an exquisite Danny Brough break from inside his own half, it looked all over at 14 points to 6. But Manu Kafoa crashed over from close range to give Widnes hope with 16 left. That was 14 points to 12. But then came the match-winning try. Joe Wardle crashing through some defence on the Widnes right-hand side. That made it 18 points to 12. And then Big Earl Crabtree, the icing on the cake, crashes over from close range. 24 points to 12.